USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As our nation has many knees from the financial and economic fallout of COVID-19, former President Trump's second impeachment will consume Washington this week. Senator John Barroso, Republican from Wyoming, said at this point, there's not going to be a conviction. You can read the writing on the wall. End quote. South Carolina woman, Black Lives Matter supporter, and Food Network winner of Worst Cooks in America, Ariel Robinson, had many kids in her foster home. She had tweeted in the past she didn't need to worry about her white kids in the outside world because of white privilege. A recently adopted three-year-old white girl in her charge was murdered on January 14th. Ariel Robinson and her husband, Jerry Robinson, have been charged with the violent homicide. Sarah Thomas broke barriers Sunday night when the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers kicked off Super Bowl 55. Thomas became the first woman to officiate a Super Bowl in NFL history. Thomas was serving as the down judge in the game. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Let's take a look at the southern border.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration will reportedly issue new guidelines to their agents this week, revising how they handle arrests in a move that's expected to reduce the number of deportations. The new guidelines coming after President Biden's executive order to put a 100-day pause on deportations was blocked by a federal judge. Representative Henry Cuellar says he's reached out to the White House to express his concerns with the new immigration policies. The Texas Democrat tells Fox News that he's seeing concerning changes in the patterns of border crossings.
Even before the election, I said, hey, we got to be careful as to how we deal with the borders, because what I'm seeing now at the borders, we're seeing groups coming in. You might not see the caravans, but you're seeing large groups of 50 to 60. In fact, in my area, we had about 263 individuals the last week in two large groups. So the thing is, what do you do with those individuals? And then what do we do about deportation? And we have to find balance of what ICE has to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 2020 NFL season officially ended Sunday with Super Bowl 55 in Tampa, Florida. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
For the second time in franchise history, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl champions, defeating the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday 31-9. The Bucs defense keeping the NFL's top offense out of the end zone for the first time all season. Tampa Bay head coach Bruce Arians became the oldest coach to win a Super Bowl and said his players deserved all the credit.
This really belongs to our coaching staff and our players. This is your trophy. I didn't do a thing. You guys won this game. All right? You came together as a band of brothers and you made it happen. So proud of all of you.
Bucs quarterback Tom Brady found longtime target tight end Rob Gronkowski for 2 touchdowns in the first half, giving them their record-breaking 14th postseason score. Brady took home more records on the night, winning his 7th Super Bowl title and his 5th Super Bowl MVP, both the most all-time.
I'm so proud of all these guys down here. Everything we dealt with all year. We had a rough month in November, but BA had all the confidence in us. The team had a lot of confidence. We came together at the right time.
That audio courtesy of CBS. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Because of limited seating due to the pandemic, $6,200 was the average ticket price for the game on Sunday. It was larger than the majority of average Super Bowl price tags over the past 10 years. Super Bowl 56 will be played February 6th at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. That's about 10 miles southwest of Los Angeles. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.